This week's podcast partner is Nuffield Australia. Applications for the 2025 program close on Friday the 31st of May. It's only a couple of weeks away. If you're looking to select a research topic that will be of use to you, your business, community and industry, and join a global alumni of more than 2,000 people while travelling the world to research that topic, apply for a Nuffield scholarship. Find out more at nuffield.com.au.
Well, g'day. Welcome back to the Humans of Agriculture podcast. The 1st of May, 18 days till my birthday, if you're counting. I was actually, spent a lot of time on dairies over the last few weeks, and so I've taken a little bit more of a keener interest looking at milk in the supermarket. And you definitely know, I don't know if anyone else does this, but you know your birthday is coming up when you start to look at the date or the best before date on the milk, and you can nearly see your birthday creeping in. So I thought I would take the chance today, just do a little bit of a shorter podcast, a bit of a run around the grounds, what's happening with us, what have we been up to, and there will be more of that coming up out in the next few weeks. It's been kind of a crazy, busy start to the start of the year. We've kind of hit the ground running, and there's also things which I'm like, you know what, we haven't done that, why haven't we done it? So I think first and foremost, the things that I've been able to take stock on and look at is, this is Aussie Ag videos. We've done four of them now. We haven't done one for quite some time, but they are absolute bangers. It's so interesting. It's definitely something between now and the end of the year that I really want to pick up again and go, righto, these were amazing. It was incredible to see different areas of Australian agriculture, take you guys as the audience on the journey with me. So that's definitely something. For me, I'd been looking for a long time and thinking about an advisory board. So I guess trying to professionalise the business, but also really just create that support network around myself as well. So we've got that together. I think we're nearly 2 years to the day since I stepped out full time. And I think what's been incredible has been the waves. And I think anyone who works in their own small business or owns their own business kind of knows that those peaks and troughs that you kind of go through. And it's this mixture of noise in your head and trying to keep the business going in the direction you want while you're literally kind of making it up on the fly. And that's been a really interesting kind of journey for me, and one which I've tried to document and write different notes about on the side for myself. But I think, different times in the future, I'll probably share that a little bit with you. But I guess big news-wise, we did a piece for GoFarm for their graduate program, and the thing that hit me with their business is they just have the most incredible bunch of young people. And there's, I'll be honest, not every business you walk into you're like, wow, this place is electric, there's something about it, because it's not true. But the team at GoFarm, there's something about them, something about the culture and the responsibility and opportunity that young people get in their business, which is incredible. And I've opened the newspaper this morning and I've just seen that Qantas Superfund, which has $9 billion in superannuation, has just made a $200 million investment. And it looks like they're partnering with GoFarm in order to put that $200 million of Australian super into Australian agriculture, which is huge, because this year, and I know the Weekly Times have done a piece on who actually owns Australia, I think the Canadians are having a huge play in Australian agriculture. And it's really interesting to see now that the Aussie super funds have maybe caught a whiff of it and are seeing the opportunity. So we might delve a little bit deeper into that and see what's to come. But I guess, so for us, if you haven't seen those career stories, we met with Joe and Joe, Anna and Rachel. They're all at different stages of their kind of GoFarm graduate journey. Some did it years and years ago. Others are currently doing it. And it was really interesting to meet them, see the farm and just, learn more about their business and their industry. We have, we're nearly wrapped, gosh. We partnered with GRDC to do a bunch of these podcasts called GRDC In Conversation. It's for their channels. For those of you who aren't familiar, GRDC is the Grains Research and Development Corporation, and they do incredible work and they do lots and lots of podcasts and videos. And it's very much in the nitty-gritty detail of science, research, etc. For us, we wanted to work with them and go, well, how do we learn more about the humans who are involved in the grains industry. So different advisors, different growers, different consultants, different researchers, and the people we've had the chance to sit down to, and also to just in the most amazing locations, has been awesome. So last week I wrapped another 9 interviews for that. We've got a couple left. That'll be up until June, sorted all for hopefully for 2024 for them. And then we get back into recording for the next version, which we're actually heading over to Western Australia, which is really cool. So if you haven't checked them out, we do have a few teasers to some of those episodes. Tom Coggan, incredible young farmer, just amazing. Greg Rumry, he's this bloke. We're out at Walgett, and yeah, we were just sitting by the river. It was the most incredible spot. And yeah, we sat on what was his daughter's dance floor for her 21st birthday. So some amazing kind of memories made there, recording those episodes early in the year and just meeting incredible people. I feel like if you asked us, what are we doing it right now? It's kind of just dairy, dairy, dairy. We're doing a few videos and podcasts and pieces around different areas of the dairy industry, really kind of through a consumer lens. So animal welfare, environment management, health and nutrition. We've had the chance to meet with NRLW superstar, maybe megastar, Kezzy Apps as part of that as well. And so looking forward to sharing those with you. And then, yeah, we're continuing the conversations. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to see Jodie Redcliffe, CEO of Nuffield Australia and Nuffield Global. We've sat down with her. She is an amazing woman, and I can't wait to share her podcast because I feel like there's just going to be people from all pockets of Australian agriculture, but probably the world as well, that really want to know Jodie's story. She's awesome. And next week on May 8, our newest partner that we've partnered with is Rabobank. So welcome to the family, Rabo. It's awesome to have you. And we're sitting down with Adam DeMamuel from Boys to the Bush. He runs this incredible charity, which is looking to really build young blokes into better men, and the work he's doing and how he's fallen into this from his teaching and special needs background is just amazing. So May 8th, that one will be live. If you're out and about, I guess in the next little while, we're hitting the road. So we've got Beef Australia next week. We might see you there if you're there. We're there for the Next Gen Forum and a couple of other things. We then take off to Primex, where we're hosting a mental health conversation with Warren Davies, who is also known as the Unbreakable Farmer. And then where do we head from there? We're heading to Elders Farm Fest. So up to Farm Fest, another Next Gen brekkie, a couple of awesome young farmers and young agribusiness people that are part of that. So looking forward to sharing that one with you. I was thinking about how we do this podcast, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just bring back a few different sound bites and snippets from the very first episode right through. I started doing it, and then I realized that it was actually a huge amount of work. So it's something that I really want to do to tweak the intros. But also, I guess, would love to hear from you. What are the things that you want Humans of Agriculture to talk about? Last year, we did the Carbon Shortcut series. It was really well received. It was incredibly insightful. What are the questions, queries, areas you'd like to discuss in and around that? But what are some of the towns or communities or people or areas of agriculture that you'd love for us to chat about? Because that's definitely what we are super passionate about and can't wait to talk about. So I'm not going to take too much of your day. We're back with full episodes again from next week. Look after yourself, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Cheers.
This week's podcast sponsor are our friends over at Boarding Schools Expo. Amanda and her team for more than 20 years have been bringing boarding schools closer to the places that people call home. Over 15,000 children have met their future boarding school at one of their events. At the end of June, they're hosting an event in Wagga. So if you're keen or know someone who might, head to their website, boardingexpo.com.au, to find out more.